Arthur Fellig was one of the great photographers of New York City, but you might not know him by that name. Everyone knew Mr. Fellig as Ouija, and anyone who ever saw his photographs never forgot them. In the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, Ouija obsessively chronicled the city's underside, fires in the night, suicides, coffee shops at 3 in the morning, men in body bags, children sleeping on fire escapes. His trademark noir crime photos became a defining element of New York City's tabloids, and Ouija himself became an icon, cruising around the streets in his 1938 Chevy, a police radio by his side, a big cigar dangling from his pudgy, unshaven face, his battered speed graphic camera slung around his neck. He died in 1968 at the age of 69. A rare radio interview with Ouija was discovered in the archives of the Library of Congress. It ran on station WEAF in New York on July 11, 1945, soon after the publication of his first book of photographs, Naked City.
It's 1 o'clock, and here transcribed is Mary Margaret McBride.
Who's always been madly in love with New York City. But maybe, Ouija, I'm not quite as much in love with it as you are. The way everybody talks about you and this book, this beautiful book that you've done, I think maybe you not only love it better than I do, but you know it a doggone sight better than I do. You've been studying it how long?
Well, all my life, out on all the streets, I know them all because I drive all night long. I know every block, every signpost, every cop, every beggar, everything.
Ouija, you must have another name, and even I don't know what it is.
Well, let me see now. Oh, yeah, my name, my real name is Arthur Fellig, but nobody knows me by that. It's Ouija.
I must tell you about Ouija. That's a funny name, isn't it? W-E-E-G-E. He got it, I'm told, because somebody said, well, that guy acts as if he were propelled by a Ouija board. Is that what they said?
Oh, yeah. I was named right after the Ouija board.
But they spell it differently.
Well, I used to spell it O-U-I-J-A, but I changed it to W-E-E-G-E-E to make it easier for the fan mail, which I sometimes get.
Well, the reason they said he was like a Ouija board is because he's psychic. He can pick up crime where there are no indications at the moment. He'll just go to a spot, and there's a feeling inside him. Isn't that it, Ouija?
That's right. I can sense it. I hover around the neighborhood knowing something is going to happen.
You don't know what exactly?
No, I can't. I don't know what, but I'm all ready with my camera,
yeah,
just in case.
I know in Naked City, that picture of a man just sitting on the curb, you took that, and then suddenly he gets up to walk across the street, and an automobile knocks him down, and he's killed right there before your eyes, and your camera records the whole thing.
Yeah, it was a very sad thing. I mean, sometimes I cry, but I can't help it. I figure it's my job to record these things, the same like the cops, firemen, and ambulance driver arrive on the scene. I'm there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, if I arrive at a fire after the fire engines do, I feel disgraced and hurt.
Remember the time you were in Chinatown and you insisted on taking the picture of the hydrant and everybody thought you were a little
crazy? Oh, yeah, let me tell you about that. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I had nothing to do, so I went down to Chinatown, right in the heart of Chinatown. I aimed my camera, and the two cops looked at me, and they hollered over from across the street. Why waste the film on us? Well, you won't believe it, this when I tell you. The whole street blew up because the gas main caught fire.
And you don't know what led you to go there?
No, I just had nothing to do. It was a nice morning, you know what I mean, and it had been too quiet, I mean, or something. I don't know myself.
Did you ever hear of anything so fascinating? And wait till I tell you. I understand that in this book, there's a picture of a park bench that you yourself have slept on.
That's right. I used to sleep in Bryant Park not so many years ago. That was in the summertime, of course. 6 o'clock in the morning, a cop would come around, hit the sole of your shoe with a club. Then I'd get up and I'd go looking for a job. I always loved photography, but I couldn't get no work. That was during the days of the Depression and so forth. And I started hanging around police headquarters at the teletype desk and took pictures. I had no business there because you're supposed to have a press card, but I did it for 2 years on my nerve. And then after I got a little bit known, the editors of the different newspapers that I sold my pictures to helped me get a press card.
I understand the police tailors make zipper pockets for you so your pockets won't be picked.
Oh, yeah, listen, you can see it right here. I mean, this is no gig. I got zippers in every pocket because around police headquarters, first thing you know, your cigars are gone. My driver's license may be gone. I take no chances.
I should think when you are taking pictures, you're oblivious. You don't really know what else is going on.
Oh, absolutely not. I just look through the wirefinder on my camera, and as a matter of fact, when I really see the picture is when I've developed the film. I really seem to be in a trance when I'm taking a picture, mm-hmm. because there's so much drama taking place, or is going to take place. I mean, you just can't hide it. I mean, I'll go around wearing rose-colored glasses. In other words, we have beauty, we have ugliness. Everybody likes beauty, but there's that ugliness. When people look at these pictures of people sleeping on a fire escape and kids and little girls holding cats, they just won't believe a thing like that has happened.
You are going to love Naked City. It's published, by the way, by Duell Sloan Pierce under their Essential Books
That's
title.
Right.
And it's worth every nickel you'll ever pay for it, because some of the pictures are like nothing else you've ever seen. I've never seen photography like some of this. It's beautiful, it's sad, it's funny.
Don't forget, it's human.
It's human.
The people
That's
of New
word.
York, exactly as I and others have seen it.
Photographer Arthur Fellig, better known as Ouija, from an interview on station WEAF in New York on July 11, 1945, produced by Stacey Abramson, with help from Megan Howell and David Isay. Special thanks to the Folklife and Recorded Sound Divisions of the Library of Congress.